Another one of President Bush's staunch allies is gone. Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of Britain, left office earlier this year. And then Australians voted last weekend to remove their Conservative Prime Minister. John Howard had been in power for 11 years and was a big supporter of the war in Iraq. He's being replaced by Labour leader Kevin Rudd, who named his cabinet today. For the first time in history, Australia will have a woman as Deputy Prime Minister, and that is one of the news headlines that NPR's Michael Sullivan is covering from Sydney. And, Michael, let me just ask first off if the change in leadership means a change in the relationship with America.
I don't really think so, Steve. I mean, Rudd said during the campaign that he'd pull 500 Australian combat troops from Iraq. He's not really said anything about that since, and I think many here are predicting a very gradual reduction or maybe a redeployment of those troops, perhaps to other areas of the country, or maybe to Afghanistan to soften the impact. Australian troops are there already as well. But I think the bottom line, and Rudd has said this, is that Australia will remain a loyal ally, though he's expected to be a little more independent-minded than John Howard seemed to be, less enthusiastic a cheerleader, if you will. But the war wasn't really an issue this election. Australia has only lost a handful of men in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. New labor laws, and perhaps surprisingly to Americans, climate change were far more important issues.
So does it matter then that this new cabinet will include a minister for global warming?
It does. And a woman, Julia Gillard, is deputy, as you mentioned, and that's a first. And then there's a former rock star, Peter Garrett of the band Midnight Oil, as the minister for the environment. The environment is big here. I mean, one of the first things Rudd did after the election was say he'd ratify Kyoto, the protocol on global warming, hopefully in time for next week's climate change conference in Bali, Indonesia, which he plans to attend. That means President Bush has lost another ally on another front. Rudd has also committed his government to cutting greenhouse gas emissions by 60% by 2050 and has set another target to make 20% of Australia's power renewable, come from renewable energy by 2020. Australia is one of the world's biggest, if not the biggest, polluters per capita, Steve. And he's out to change that. And it's a big issue. Australia is largely dry. It's a desert. And they're experiencing a 100-year drought. Major cities like Sydney are running short of water. Climate matters. 70% of the people polled before this election said the climate was a very important issue in terms of who they voted for. John Howard, he was seen as woefully out of touch on this issue. He called himself a climate change skeptic right up to just a few months ago. He refused to meet Al Gore when he was here earlier this year to promote an inconvenient truth, and he refused to sign Kyoto, and this evidently didn't go down very well with voters, especially young voters.
So Australia was, along with the United States, one of the few major countries not to sign on to the Kyoto Accords to try to limit global warming, and you're saying that now the United States is even more isolated on that issue.
Absolutely. And John Howard was, again, he was one of President Bush's staunchest allies on Iraq, and he was also one of the few people to agree with President Bush when it came to Kyoto. And there's a feeling here that John Howard was just a little out of touch, that he might have been remembered a little bit better had he stepped down last year, as many people here thought he might, when he was still pretty much at the top of this game. I mean, he's presided over an economic boom here that's been fueled in part by China's insatiable demand for Australia's natural resources, including coal. But I think in the end, he was just seen as being past his sell-by date. He's 68 years old. The new business-friendly labor laws was something that definitely disenchanted many voters. Climate change was another. Rudd, in contrast, he seems young. He seems in touch. He's only 50. He's a relative newcomer to politics. He's a fluent Mandarin speaker. He spent a lot of time as a diplomat in China. And he's just seen by many here as more forward-looking. China's definitely a part of that future. And so is dealing with climate change.
Michael, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
NPR's Michael Sullivan on a leadership change in Sydney, Australia.